There's no way in the world you can marry this woman. No way. And what happened? He said back, Moshe, if that's the case, who permitted you to marry Tzipora? She's also not Jewish. She's also a Shiksa. Could you imagine saying that to the Gadol Hador in front of the entire Klal Yisrael? And then he goes and he lives with her in public. Okay, this is off the charts. Pinchas on the spot takes out his sword, his spear, and kills them both. People get all worked up and they say, what did you do, Pinchas? How dare you? Hashem enters into the picture and Hashem is miyaches, who is Pinchas, and also is miyaches who these two victims, who these two people were. B'shem ish Yisrael Hamuka, the man, the Jew that was a mechutzif and spoke to Moshe, you know what his name was? Asher hu ko es ha-midyanis, who was smitten together. When it says here the word es here means together with the Midianis, his name was Zimri ben Salu. Ooh. He was a chash of a person. He was the Nesi, the prince, base of La Shimaini. He was the prince of the base of Shimai, the prince of the tribe of Shimon. Each tribe in Klal Yisrael is called the base of. And in the family of Salu, in the family of Shimon, Shimon had five sons, and this one was a descendant of one of those five, Zimri ben Salu, Nesi Beis Av LaShemani. Who was the woman? She was a Midianis. V'shem Rish HaMukah HaMidianis, Kozbi. Her name was Kozbi Vatsur. She also was Tzur. He was Rosh Umos. He was originally the head of the five kings, the most distinguished of the five kings, and he was a leader of one of the divisions of Midian. He was Rosh Umos, base of, he was the leader of the leader of the Umos, and also he was the leader of a base of corresponding to the five B'Midyan, who Tzur was.
He was from Shol ben Aknane, Yibuel b'Yoab b'Yochid b'Tzocha, Shol ben Aknanis. He was supposedly from Shol ben Aknanis.
Who was from Shol ben Aknanis?
Aknanis.
Okay.
Zimri.
Now, before we go further, this one I mentioned always sticks out of my mind. Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Avraham Shur, many years ago, I remember him giving a big drush, and he said, why was her name called Kozbi? So he says the word Kozav means a lie. A lie. Kozav. Sheker v'chozav. This woman was obviously a very big Yetzirah. She must have been exquisitely beautiful. She was the daughter of...
We had last week's parsha, Lo Yishael Michaseh.
Means to lie. So this woman was exquisitely beautiful, and what happened? And what happened? Zimri wanted to live with her. He couldn't control himself. Isn't that the nature of the Yetzirah? The Yetzirah appears and persuades us to do averis. But the truth is, it's a big lie. A woman who presents herself to seduce a man, it's a lie. Because after chas v'shalom, a person is nichshol, he stumbles in the avera, and he lives with the woman. He then, when he finally comes to his senses, he realizes, what did I do? Was it really worth it? It wasn't worth it. What hana, what pleasure I really have out of this? And then you realize in hindsight that this seduction or this instigation or attempt to cause me to stumble and sin, whatever it may be, whether it's zinus, it's stealing money, it's eating non-kosher food, or having the pleasure of insulting somebody, it's a lie. It's just a big lie. This is a very powerful example, and a public example in Klal Yisrael of a man that is drawn after his taivas to live with a woman that he's not supposed to. And the pasuk, there's a label on her. There's a label on her. She's holding up a big place card, a big place card. It doesn't say on it BLM. It says, I am a lie. The Yetzirah that you want, that you have to live with me, it's a big lie. the day is gonna come when you're going to reject it. You know, I used to go drive in the car during the afternoon sometimes. I used to listen to some of these, I think it was Laura Ingraham. Is that her name? She was on the radio. I shouldn't have not been listening to this dirty stuff on the radio. But she always would told me, maybe it was someone else, it was like marriage advice, and she always said the same yisoid over and over. Marriages of Jews and Christians will never work out. Never. Ultimately, when the Yetzer Hara, Mom should say this over and over, if it wasn't, it was someone else. Ultimately, when the Yetzer Hara goes away, when you get a little bit older, and the Yetzer Hara is not burning like it used to be, then both husband and wife will start thinking about religion, where they come from. And this is he's a Christian, she's Jew. In the beginning, it was fun to have a Christmas tree in the Chanukah menorah. It was fun because there was a lot of, the Yetzer Hara was very strong. So the Yetzer Hara covers up for values. So you have a Christmas tree and you have a Chanukah menorah and you have the taiva, the Yetzer Hara is burning. Go down 10 years down the line, the Yetzer Hara is not burning so strongly anymore. And then what are you left with? A Christmas tree and a Chanukah menorah. And you know something? They're not compatible. They're just not compatible. And this talk show host would always tell these people that called in, if you're from a different religions, call it quits. It's a big lie. You're not compatible. You're not, it's just the Yetzer Hara is blinding you. You're not compatible. Cosby, it's written all over the shiks. So this mamish, this is what in America, what are we suffering from in America? Intermarriage. The whole America is pure intermarriage. 70, they say 50%. It's 70%. Those people who are not affiliated, it doesn't mean anything for them to marry a Jew or not. It doesn't mean anything. Intermarriage. And the who cares? Yeah, the day will come when we'll discover that you're really not compatible because it's just a big lie. It's a very powerful vart on the meaning of her name. Now let's take a look over here at the Targum. The Targum over here says V'shem Ish Yisrael Hamukah Asher Hukah. The Targum Pasuk Yudalit V'shum means the name Gavra the man Bas Yisrael Ketila. Ketila means death. The Targum here doesn't mince words. The Targum says, let me ask you a question. Does it really say that they died? Where does it say in the Torah that Cosby and Zimri were killed? It doesn't say. All it says is in the Parshas Pinchas, Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Vayakim Tichoy Devikach Roimach. A spear biyado, vayavo achar ish Yisrael el hakuba. Okay, that means his erva. Vayidkar es shenehem es ish Yisrael es Yisrael el kovasa. Her erva. He struck them while they were in mamish and gave the rated R. They're laying this in public. I'm shocked they lay up to lay this in public. This is rated R. He struck them in the makam of the erva, both of them, in public. And that's all it says. And then it says the Magefa stopped. It doesn't say that he killed them. You ask a doctor. Ask a doctor if a spear was thrust in this part of the body. Does it necessarily mean they're dead? Not necessarily. They may be no longer they have children, or maybe he may need a urologist. An emergency, but does it say that he died? What? It says he didn't have bad aim. It says explicitly, it says Vayitkar Eshnein Ace Ish Yisrael Vyas Yisrael Kovoso. He did not have bad aim, he had perfect aim. It does not say anywhere that they're dead. It doesn't say anywhere.
They bled out.
How do you know they bled out? How do you know?
Because no one came to save them. They had no medical science was not good enough.
We don't know that. They lived in the desert for 40 years. We don't know that. The only one that says explicitly, this Targum is very critical. What?
Which words say that?
back in Parshas Pinchas. I'm in Parshas Balak, the end of Parshas Balak. The very end of Parshas, I thought I said that, I'm sorry if I didn't clarify. Go back to the end, to the Maftir. Go to the Maftir Parshas Balak. Vayar, Pinchas, Ben Elazar, Ben Aaron, Akarim, Vayokub, Ben Echoyed, Vikach, Roimach, a spear. Vayavayach, Ish Yisrael, El HaKubo. He thrust the spear into the Kubo. What's the Kubo? The Kubo is Ra'al Rahish, no, something Rashi says, I didn't even realize this, Ra'al El HaKubo, El HaOyhel, into the tent. Vayitkar Esh Shenehem, and the spear penetrated both of them. Eis Ish Yisrael V'Esho Yisrael Kovoso. And what does Rashi say? Kimoy Halichayayim V'Akeva Kivein B'Sech Zachrus Shel Zimri V'Nagvush Shelo. So I guess it means to the tent. Does it mean they're also the tent? I'm not sure. V'ro Kulam Shloid Lechinim Haragam. That Rashi says he killed them. But how does Rashi know? How does Rashi know?
That's a manager, right? There was a lot of this. He killed them. The mess was that they let him into the tent because it was surrounded by Shimon and Reuven.
Yeah.
He stuck him. He picked him up into the air so everyone should see them. He didn't become tamei.
But these are all midrashim. These are all midrashim. Where does it say that he killed them?
Rashi says he went into the tent.
So Rashi says he killed Harogam. How did Rashi know?
How do you know that he killed him?
Oh, exactly. So that is what I'm trying to point out. The closest makar that he killed them, and how Rashi in the Parshas Balak knew that he killed them, is our Parsha. Because in Parshas Pinchas, it says, V'shem Yishi Shol Hamukeh. What does Hamukeh mean? Well, if you'd ask me, it means he was hit. He gave him a zetz. He hit him. Yet look what the Targum says. The Targum says, Kitila, executed. The Targum here is learning that we know as a fact that they were executed from the word Hamukeh in Parshas Pinchas. You have to wait a whole week from Parshas Balak to Parshas Pinchas to know exactly what happened. That indeed they were killed because the word Hamukeh in the vocabulary of Unkelus means execution kitila. Asher di is kitel es mid yoneso. That was killed im. Okay, Rashi, over here, Unkelus says something very, very important. Together with this man, Zimri, was killed together with the woman, the Midianis. What was the man's name? Zimri, Targum. Zimri Bar Salu, Rav, Beis Abba. He was the leader of the Beis Abba, Livei Shimon. Now, here's the question. What does that mean exactly? The Targum here is La Shimoni. He adds in a whole word. He adds in the word base. Okay, the Targum here is very, very important. We are always under the impression that Zimri was the Nasi. My problem is, you go to Parsha Shalach. Well, they already were dead. The people, the Shalach, they already died. Those people who they sent the messengers. Okay, the problem is that if you study, I'm not familiar with all the details, but if you study the names of the Nesiim that are mentioned here and there, and they're in different places in Chumash and in Divrei Hayamim, it seems like they were different. The names don't always match. And we don't make much of it because maybe they retired, they died, or the ones who were the Meraglim, it's not so simple, they were the Nesiim either. There are a lot of different questions, but we always make an assumption, assume that they were the top. They were the top leaders. Is that necessarily true? The Shevet of Shimon must have been divided into many parts, right? You don't have Brooklyn, New York. There are five. New York City has five boroughs. Not just New York City. Okay, there are five boroughs. Every large group has to be broken down into smaller parts. So when it says over here that Zimri ben Salu, who was? He was a prince, Nisi. We like to translate the word Nasi to be literally he was in charge of everything, the top. The Targum is not so simple. Targum says Nasi, he was the Rav Beis Abba, And then he adds in lebeis Shemayim, to the bias of Shemayim. Let me go look over here one quick moment in this. No, that's this, but he says it twice. The Targum says the word base twice. Targum says Nisi, look at the Targum. Rav, base Abba, lebeis Shemayim. Why is the Targum repeating the word twice? So give me one moment. Yeah. Okay. Oh, there was someone else. Okay, so in the Ma'at,
his name was something else also.
Okay, so in the Sefer, the Ma'at, the Sefer over here on the Targum, I use this. This is an amazing Sefer, and he writes a Lebeis Shemayim, Tzorich Tam. I'm reading you what it says here in this parish. It's a parish on Targum. We need here a very good reason why Sheloi Tirgem L'Shevet Shemayim. Kamosha Tirgim La Ruveni L'Shevet Ruvein. In other words, he quotes later on in Devarim, Paragimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph, and in other places, whenever we refer to the leader of a tribe, and we then say with the Lamed, La Shemoni, La Ruveni, there, the Targum says, he translates it, L'Shevet Ruvein, L'Shevet Shemoni. So if it's really true, that Zimri was the Nasi of the entire Shevet. So it should say that he was a Nasi. The Targum should really say that who was Zimri? Zimri ben Barsalu, Rav, he was a leader. Beis Abba, La Shevet Shemayim. As the Targum does elsewhere. Why did the Targum deviate and translate here Lebeis Shemayim? It's alluding that the Targum seems to hold that Zimri was not the Nasi. Zimri was the mayor, he was the deputy, he was a commissioner, he was some assistant, he was maybe some guy who just stuffed envelopes in the office.
But the Pasuk says a Nasi.
So Nasi, the Targum translates Nasi as a Rav, a rabbi, a Rav. Is that how the Targum always translates a Nasi? Maybe he does. Over here he doesn't talk about that. He doesn't talk about that. But who says the word Nasi? What does the word Nasi mean? Nasi, you know, we have a melech. The word Nasi, you know as a fact, is interchangeable because Asher Nasi Yecheta. There's a halacha that if the melech of Klal Yisrael does an Avera, apart from which an ordinary person is Chayv HaKarbon Chatos, the halacha is, he brings a special karba, an ayil, an ordinary person brings a keves, a sheep. If the melech does the same exact avera, if he's mechalel Shabbos b'shoigeg, he does not bring an ordinary karba like a regular Jew, he brings a special karba. And the parsha introduces this principle with the words asher nasi yecheta. So what do we learn from that? The word Nasi does not necessarily mean a leader of a tribe. The word Nasi can also be used in reference to the king of Klal Yisrael, which certainly is much, much higher and more distinguished than an ordinary leader of a tribe. Okay, you don't call the governor, you don't introduce the governor as Mr. President. And you don't introduce the mayor as Mr. President. That's an insult to the president. The governor, you introduce him as the governor, and the mayor as the mayor, and the president. You don't mix terms. So why then does it say in the Pasuk, Asher Nasi Yecheta, and there is no one that disagrees with this. There refers only to the melech, and we're using the word Nasi, so what then do you learn from this? The word Nasi is never meant to be a word that is fixed to mean specifically a person in a very specific position. It's a term of greatness. Your honor, master, rabbi, grand rabbi, Hagoyin Hagodol, and the Targum indeed, he translates the word Nasi as the Rav, the master. Therefore, it's very curious that the Targum seems to say that Zimri ben Salu was a very great person, he was a Rav, but he was not necessarily the leader of the entire Shevet of Shimei. Now, why does it make a difference to us? I don't know, but certainly, if we would know Tanakh inside out, it would probably help us. There would probably be contradictions and difficulties in reconciling different psukim throughout Tanakh that seem to contradict who was in charge here. And now when you learn this Targum, where he does not say the word L'Shevet Shimon, but instead he says here, L'Beis Shimon, he was a Rav, who was a Beis Abba, who was in charge of a family, L'Beis Shimon. Okay, let's finish it very quickly in 1 minute. V'shem v'shum itis of the woman de iskitilas. He makes no mistake. It says over here how muka means executed. Mid yo nesa, kazvi basur resh ume base aba bimidyan hu a base a leader of ume. Ume means plural. Ume means nations. As we explained before, there were five. Rashi explains there were five kings in five different divisions, five different nations in Midian, and he was the most distinguished Beis Av of a Beis Av. Those two go together. I don't really have clarity. Umos Rosh Umos Beis Av. He was in charge of all of the Umos of the Beis Av. In Midian there were five. And he was, there were five different divisions, there were five different kings. He was the leader of these five kings in Midian, who that Tzur was. It is very interesting to take note that it's five up against five. It was Bashert. Cosby and Zimri both had something in common. They related to the number five. Each one of them felt they were a chomesh. You know, the number five, 20%, it's a very significant number. Yosef HaTzadik, he took from the people of Chomesh. You know, they kept on saying in the United over here, and with Corona, the government started printing money, and they were interviewing economists and saying, oh, can the government really do this? Can they really go just print money up like this and give all these things? Well, you know, they're spending money like a drunk over here. And the economists, the big one, they said, as long as the GDP, as long as the debt, what's it called? The debt that we have to ourselves. The deficit. As long as the deficit does not exceed 20% of the value of this country, then we're okay. Once the deficit reaches 20%, it's over. It's sakonas nefashis. The number 20 is a very powerful number in the economy. It's in everything. Amavazves al yevazves yoisem echoimesh. Don't give away more than 20% of your money. 20% represents the limit of the outer limit of being in control. These two people represented a fifth. Both of them had this in common. And I don't know the depth of what this means, but obviously that is a significant point. If Rashi goes throughout, does the math for you, and tells you this one was five, and this one was five, and that means they were nobodies, but they're on the border. Because once you go over 20%, then you're a somebody. Because then you're entering into a new world. So these people, they were very sensitive people. When you're one of five, it plays with the mind. All right, we'll stop here. Thank you for joining me. By the way, now tomorrow night.
They wanted to highlight what is the miracle, because there was so many Goel Agami.
All right. Okay, tomorrow night, we'll talk. Because tomorrow night, Rabbi Mayevsky, you want to give tomorrow night? I can't be here tomorrow night. Rabbi Mayevsky,
right.
You can give tomorrow night?
Yeah, all right.
Okay,
yeah, okay.
Now Rabbi said tomorrow night it's going to be on a different channel. It's not going to be on this number. I made a mistake. I gave this number to somebody by mistake. I meant to give them a different number. I gave them this number by mistake, and it's too late for me to change it. So this number is going to be. You hear me? This channel is going to be occupied tomorrow night at this time. So I'm going to send out on the chat a different number for Rabbi Mayevsky tomorrow night. Okay, I'm not gonna. Okay, I'm not gonna be here tomorrow. We have to do the shiur.
What time?
Same time, 7:15.
Only for tomorrow. You made a 1 day change.
Just a 1 day change. Just tomorrow. Just tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm not gonna be here.
Is the other guy in good shiur?
What? Not as good as Rabbi Mayevsky. That I guarantee you. That I can guarantee. It was
Rabbi, tomorrow morning, I'm taking Brenda to the orthopedist, so I don't know if I'll be tuning in on that.
Okay.
Oh, I love the method that you're coming tomorrow.
Good, very good. Excellent. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Tell the doctor to listen also.
I got to go to Mincha. Bye-bye.
Okay, take
care.
Mincha. He got time. All right, have a good night, everybody. Have a good night. And May, how are you? What's doing? May, what's doing?
Yeah, she had a different, they changed her meds. And she had only a 2 hour today. I tried listening, and my phone died just like 10 to 12.
Okay, so we're almost done then. All right, how's she feeling?
Huh?
How's she feeling?
Yeah, she feels regular.
Uh-huh.
All right,
Bart. You know, the way Cosby Basur could be not the real name, because Cosby's lie, so Zimrik also could have been a different name.
No, it doesn't mean a lie. It means that was her name. Her name was Cosby.
No,
maybe,
but that was a nickname, because it could be by Tavish. She was a liar also.
Could be. Okay, it could be.
She was lying right now. But she was
Cosby, Bill Cosby. It's a good line. Bill Cosby. Yeah. Okay, everybody, have a good night. Okay, be well.
All right.
I gotta step out. Okay, take care.